मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैर आवृतम ब्रह्म निष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रम करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानंद रूपम स्वात्मा रामम मुदित वदनम दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चाद्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदिति तीर्षतां तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां। भगवान् शुकाचार्य नेरेटेड् द स्टोरी आफ् ब्रह्माजीस् आरिजिन् इन् दि लास्ट् क्लास्। We have seen that story, how Brahmaji manifested from the navel of Bhagavan Narayana and how he did tapas in order to find out the answer for the basic question, who am I? Then Bhagavan Narayana gave vision to Brahmaji and taught Atma Jnanam as the answer for the question, who am I? So, every individual life, this question has to be answered. We don't bother about getting answer for this question because mother told wrong answer, so we are satisfied. But in Brahmaji's case, father told the right answer. Now, in our case, neither mother nor father knows what is the right answer. Of course, with our love, they told some answer that happened to be the cause of whole human problem. What was the answer our parent gave when I asked, who am I? You are my child. What they mean? Body. So therefore, samsara continues in ordinary human beings' life. But in Brahmaji's life, answer was very truthful answer. Truthful answer which came from a knowledgeable person called Bhagavan Narayana. So that portion was called Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Having taught the reality through Chatushloki Bhagavatam, four shlokas, within four shlokas, he gave entire Vedanta, we saw that elaborately, 5-6 hours we saw, I think. So, having taught this, Bhagavan Narayana told, keep this wisdom with you, whatever you may do in your lifetime, no action will affect you. What is the lifetime of Brahmaji? Very huge it is. Kalpa. Sahasrayuga paryantam ahagaryat brahmano vidhu, like that. One chaturyuga is 43,20,000 years. Like that, 2000 chaturyugas is equal to one day for Brahmaji. Like that, so many days, so many years, like that it comes. But it is nice to live like Brahmaji if we have this knowledge. And everything becomes leela for us. And Bhagavan told, if you forget this, you are gone. If you forget this knowledge that you are akarta, abhokta, you are a non-doer, nothing, no action can affect you. If you forget this knowledge, then even a minute or a day, life is a samsara, painful affair. Then Brahmaji told, don't put if class. If you forget, don't put. Please bless me that I should remember always this wisdom. So Bhagavan blessed him with this wisdom and gave the duty called a creator. With this second chapter of Bhagavatam was over. Now Parikshit wanted to know more about this creation, more about the purpose of this creation. So Parikshit asked many questions, and with all curiosity he wanted Shukacharya to elaborate the purpose of this and process of this creation. Now Shukacharya goes back to another flashback. The flashback, Vidura Maitreya Samvada. Because Vidura also asked Maitreya Rishi about the process and purpose of the creation. Shukacharya goes back to that flashback and says, your forefather Vidura also asked the same question to Maitreya Rishi. Now I will try to tell. Then immediately Parikshit asks, how Vidurji met Maitreya Rishi? Because according to the story of Mahabharatam, Vidurji left the palace before the beginning of the war. So how and when he met Maitreya Rishi? Shukacharya says, Vidura was the younger brother of your great-grandfather, Pandu. So he was born to a maid servant by the blessing of Vyasacharya. And Vidura was incarnation of Yamadharmaraja. There was a rishi, Mandavya Rishi. As per his request, Yamadharmaraja became Vidura. The story goes like this. One day Mandavya Rishi was sitting in his kutiya and doing tapas. Suddenly a robber came carrying a bag, and he put that bag and went away. Then after 5 minutes, police came, arrested this rishi along with that bag, and took this rishi to Raja's presence. The Raja thought, this is the bag which was stolen from the palace. So this must be the person, this rishi must be the person who has stolen that. So he gave him capital punishment. And that capital punishment also, how his body should be pierced by spikes. Mandavya Rishi was wondering, what is happening with my prarabdha? I was sitting in my kutiya doing tapas. Suddenly one fellow came, put the bag in my kutiya. Then again another group came, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then they arrested. This Raja also did not ask anything. This police also did not ask anything. So they have given punishment. So he was carried to that punishment place. By his tapas shakti, keeping his body there itself in front of others, he is alive. So he went to Yamaloka by his tapas shakti and interviewed with Yamadharmaraja. See, what is happening with my prarabdha? Please tell, I want to know. Then Yamadharmaraja told, nothing happens without any reason. It is karma niyati. When you were 5-year, 6-year-old boy, you used to catch hold of the dragonfly and pierce that dragonfly with that stick. So like that you did himsa, therefore that's why it is coming back. Then this Mandavya Rishi wondered, what a beautiful karma niyati it is. As a child, when I did like this without any knowledge about himsa or ahimsa, still I had to suffer. So from today onwards, I will make one juvenile law. Before going to Gurukula, before getting initiated into Gayatri, whatever a child does should not affect the child. So that juvenile law, that time itself, Mandavya Rishi is our great-grandfather of juvenile law. Okay, now it is 16 year or 18 year something juvenile law. That time it was just before going to Gurukula. So he gave all his punya tapas phala for this law. You have to deposit, you know. So you should have an authority to create a law. So Dharmaraja also agreed, and Mandavya Rishi requested Dharmaraja, please come once with human body, then only you will come to know what is human suffering. So like that he requested, Yamadharmaraja also accepted. that person only in the form of Vidura. So Vidura was Nidhiman and Bhaktiman also. Bhagavan Krishna considered Vidura as one of the greatest devotee. When he went to Hastinapura as a messenger, when Bhagavan Krishna went to Hastinapura as a messenger, when Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana's requested him to stay in palace, he refused their request. One point is, he is a messenger, he cannot take sides. If he take food in somebody's house, he has to pay back that. So he told, no, I will stay in Vidura's house. And another inner reason was, Vidura was a great devotee. So generally Vidura in those days, even though he was a prime minister, he was considered as a lower caste person, because mother was a maid servant. So therefore, some people, you can take any standpoint and judge a person. About Swami Vivekananda, people used to ask this question. We heard that Swami Vivekananda was not a Brahmana. How he took sannyasa? What you tell? I used to tell, who told that he was not a Brahmana? No, his father was a Kshatriya. His father was a Kshatriya, he was a Brahmana. Because Brahmanatva is from which angle you have to, whether it is from caste angle, birth angle, or from karma angle, or from guna angle. Bhagavan says in Gita, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha, not kula vibhagashaha. But people take standpoint of kula. So they used to, generally, especially people like Duryodhana and others, they always used to judge him not according to his character or his wisdom, by his kula. Bhagavan accepted invitation of Vidurji and went to his house. So you all know that story. Instead of feeding banana, he used to feed banana peelings out of love. So when his wife came and shook him, what you are doing? You are feeding banana peels. Then he corrected, asked pardon from Bhagavan. Then he gave banana. Bhagavan says that banana peelings were nice. I enjoyed that. Because bhakti means what? You forget yourself in the worship of the Lord. When Bhagavan suggested that there must be reconciliation between Pandavas and Kauravas by giving back their kingdom, Duryodhana outright rejected. And Bhagavan came down for reconciliation by accepting half the kingdom of Indraprastha, because Yudhishthira requested, don't declare war like this, stage by stage you go like that. Bhagavan asked, what should I ask? Yudhishthira told, please ask our Indraprastha to give back, we will forget all the humiliations. Still they can have revenge, but Yudhishthira told, we will forget all the humiliations if they just give back our kingdom. Then Bhagavan asked, if they don't give half the kingdom, you please ask. If they don't give half the kingdom, 5 villages you ask. If they don't give 5 villages also, 5 houses you ask. Then Bhagavan thought, I should not ask one more question. He will tell, 1 house with 5 rooms you ask like that. So Bhagavan when suggested that at least 5 villages you give, Duryodhana outright rejected, and he told, needle place also I will not give. So not only Duryodhana rejected the suggestion, and he wanted to humiliate the messenger, Bhagavan also. Messenger should not be humiliated. So he wanted to humiliate Bhagavan. So he had arranged already to arrest Bhagavan. So he gave signal. How much murka you should have been, you see. According to his understanding, Bhagavan Krishna was a normal man, maybe with magical power like that. So when there was an attempt to arrest Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna showed one more magic, Vishwarupa Darshana, wherein Ekadasha Rudras, Ashtadik Palas are all inside his body, and it's a huge form. How to arrest a person who has Ekadasha Rudras with him, Ashtadik Palas with him? So it was a magic. When logic doesn't work, magic works. In humanity, when logic doesn't work, when there is no knowledge, when there is no logic, magic works. It worked. It worked in the mind of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra got afraid. He thought somehow I can manage Krishna by bribing or something. And he was not even ready to take food in my house. And now he has shown a huge form. And others all have also have seen. And their devotion will certainly increase. Their devotion towards Krishna will increase. Then wherever Krishna, whichever side Krishna is there, they will go there. So like that, Dhritarashtra and other Kauravas worried about the consequence of this Vishwarupa Darshana, consequence of this humiliation towards Bhagavan Krishna. Dhritarashtra asked Vidura to suggest a method to pacify Krishna. Vidura told, you need not pacify Krishna. You need not bother about the humiliation to Bhagavan Krishna because he cannot be humiliated. How can you humiliate truth? He is Satyam. That's an answer given by Vidurji. How can you humiliate the truth? He is Satyam. Being Satyavastu, being Ekavastu, where is the question of humiliation? Because Ekavastu means only one. According to understanding of the Bhagavan, there is no second entity. So where is Duryodhana, where is humiliation? The humiliator, humiliated, and the humiliation action all are one. Therefore, he can never be humiliated. And not only that, even if you take from the standpoint of a Ishvara, Vyavaharika Satyam, he is Ahetuka Daya Sindhu. Bhagavan can never take revenge on anyone. Please understand. Bhagavan can never take revenge on anyone. Why? Because he is Bhagavan. This is our culture. This Vedic culture says, Bhagavan can never get angry on anyone. Bhagavan can never take revenge on anyone. Then how you justify all these punishments, human being and others? Your karma phala it is. See, can judge be angry? Please tell. Can any judge be angry? No, he cannot be angry. He cannot be angry at all. He cannot take revenge at all. Even though the people who argue there, even though they tell some unwanted words, what he has to say? Order, order, order. Correct? That much only. So, no judge can be angry. He gives punishment at the same time. Judge gives punishment based on what? Not on the personal grounds. Based on the action done and the punishment meant for that action. So, you cannot humiliate Bhagavan. He is Ahetuka Sindhu. He won't take any revenge. But you have to bother about another entity called Yudhishthira. You have to bother about the patience of Yudhishthira. Beautiful dialogue here comes. You have to bother about Yudhishthira's love towards you. You have to bother about his love for peace and harmony. And you have to bother about his readiness for sacrificing anything for the sake of dharma and satya. And you have to bother about his utter silence towards all the humiliations he have done to that family. Indirectly, Vidurji wanted to say, karma will have its own effect. Whatever you have done, even though the person doesn't take revenge, that karma niyati will not allow you to go freely. If you want to avoid kulanasha, there is only one way. Arrest this idiot Duryodhana and exile him. This suggestion made Duryodhana angry. So Duryodhana naturally shouted at Vidurji, criticized Vidura as a Nichaha, born to a maid servant and Deshadrohi, ungrateful person towards the Rajya. Now Vidurji decided to give up his responsibility of chief minister, because even when Duryodhana was shouting, Dhritarashtra did not object to it. As a Raja, he should have told that this is not the way you can treat the chief minister of this nation like that. So, seeing the silence of the Dhritarashtra, Vidurji decided to give up his responsibility of chief minister. It's a painful duty, you know. So, you can be a chief minister to a king. If the king is towards the dharma, dharmic person, if the king is towards dharma and if he is a dharmic person, he can be a chief minister. So what to do with this Dhritarashtra? Neither he is intelligent about the dharma and adharma, nor he is ready to learn from Vidurji. But for the name's sake, he will always ask what to do, what to do. He will hear, he will hear everything, then he will do whatever he wants. So it was a painful duty for him. So Vidurji decided to give up his responsibility of chief minister and went on pilgrimage before the Mahabharata war started. Sanirgata Kaurava Punya Labdho Gajahvaya Tirtha Patahpadani Anvakramat Punya Chikirsha Yorvyam Swadhishtito Yani Sahasramurtihi. Here Shukacharya says, Kaurava Punya Labdha Saha. Vidurji was a blessing to the entire clan of Kurus. That type of Vidurji departed from Hastinapura, and for securing the Lord's grace, he travelled on pilgrimage to all the pilgrimage centers sanctified by the manifestations of Mahavishnu and the sadhus and Ganga. So he visited all alone, all the holy places like Mathura and other places, pure and disciplined in his ways of life, bathing in holy waters, lying only on the bare ground, unmindful of bodily needs, dressed scantily like an avatuta, and unrecognized by any of his own people, he travelled from place to place, observing vows of brahmacharya, pleasing the Lord Hari. Travelling all over the land, in this way, he came to Yamuna bank. There, he happened to meet Uddhava, another great devotee of Bhagavan Krishna. Savasudeva anucharam prashantam brahaspate praktanayam pratitam alingya gatham pranayena bhadram svanama prichat bhagavat prajanam. Vidura embraced Uddhava with love and affection. He was very happy to see, because it is never planned. 32 years before Vidurji went for pilgrimage, suddenly he came to know about our Uddhava. So he was very happy to meet this great devotee of Uddhava. Uddhava was disciple of Brihaspati and a devotee of Lord. As even he was 5-year-old boy, he was attached to Krishna and spent whole life with Krishna as though he was shadow of Krishna. So did not marry, and he did not have his own house. Whatever dress Krishna wears today will be the tomorrow for Uddhava. Whatever food Krishna takes, some portion will be given, like that. Without any other job, without possession, without marriage, he lived as the minister and friend of Krishna. Vidura inquired about the welfare of all the Vrishnikula, welfare of Vasudeva, Devaki, then Balarama, Akrura, and welfare of Rukmini Devi and other wives of Krishna, and welfare of Pandavas. He was sure about the destruction of Duryodhanadis, but he wanted to know what happened after the war. Finally, he inquired about the welfare of Bhagavan Krishna himself. Hearing the name of the Lord, Uddhava lost his outer consciousness. So here our Shukacharya says, Samuhutam abhut tushnim krishnangri sudhaya bhrisham tivrene bhakti yogene nimagnaha sadhu nirvrutaha. Tivrene bhakti yogene nimagnaha. Just by hearing the Lord's name, his mind went into samadhi. Krishnangri sudhaya bhrisham nimagnaha. So muhurtam abhut tushni. Just he was immersed in the thoughts of Krishna, with hari pollution all over the body, with tears flowing from half opened eyes, and with the flood of love towards the Lord. Uddhava looked like the one who had attained the supreme object of his life. So Vidura sees that Uddhava Purnartho Lakshitastena, he has got this Lakshya Purna, he has become Purna person with all fulfillment. Just the utterance of Lord's name made him to go to Samadhi. We find this type of Samadhi in Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life, Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only Krishna's name, when he was walking in a village, he crossed a village, so he was told that from this village only that mud is taken and this music instrument is created. Hearing that, immediately he went into Samadhi. Like that, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's life also, not only Kali's name or Bhagavan's name will make him to go to Samadhi, even the name of Narendra will make him to go to Samadhi. So whatever will be the object of love, naturally mind gets immersed. So here Vidurji chanted the Krishna Nama. After some time, Shanakaihi Bhagavad Lokad Nirlokam Punaragataha. Uddhava came back to normal consciousness, wiping the tears of his eyes, he started answering. Uddhava says, "Oh Vidurji, you are asking about the welfare of the Lord. There is no problem for Lord. He is Ananta Murti and Mangala Murti. When devotees themselves will not have any problem, where is the question of Bhagavan having problem? Nityotsavo bhave tesham nitya shri nitya mangala. Whoever keeps Lord in their life as the pillar, as the center of their life, for them there is no amangala. So if that is the case, what to talk about Bhagavan's condition? He is Mangala Murti, he is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavaha. He manifests in this world with a particular body in order to help humanity, in order to teach the humanity. But this ignorant humanity could not recognize his grandness. Not only this humanity could not love him, it considered him as an ordinary person and insulted him also. What an unfortunate society it was, Vidura. Some ignorant people even insulted him in many ways. That's why Bhagavan also says, avajananti mamudha manushim tanumashita. Bhagavan comes to the world in order to remove all our complaints. We are such a powerful people, we make Bhagavan to complain. Imagine, he comes to the world taking on particular form to remove all our complaints. So we are such a powerful people, we make Bhagavan to complain. So even those who had the fortune of living with the Lord physically, very closely, they could not recognize him, they could not love him. Durbhago batalo koyam yedavo nitaramapi ye samvasanto na vidur harim meena ivodupam. This is a misfortune for the entire world at large. It is all the more a misfortune for the Yadukulas, because even though they were living with him very closely, they could not understand him. Like the fish don't understand and recognize the glory of the moon, because in night hours when moon reflects in the water, fish think that it is fish, round fish, circle fish, like that. So they don't understand the glory of the Lord. Like the fish doesn't understand the glory of the moon. These ignorant people cannot be blamed, because it is all due to Lord's Maya Shakti. Because of Maya Shakti, their mind is deluded. They thought that the Lord is their relative, their clansman, their family person, member, like that they thought. Some were even jealous of his grandeur, Shishupala and others. According to them, Krishna was a clever man with magical power and of course with articulating power. Nobody can beat him in arguments. So of course he had some magical powers also, because otherwise how you will account a person flying in Garuda? He was the one person who used to, very casually used to fly in Garuda along with his wives. So they thought he has some all these things, therefore everybody goes behind him. Even though he tells lie, nobody bothers. Even though he did not go to Gurukula and learn, only 64 days he stayed in Gurukula because of his charming powers. His guru told, Krishna mastered all the 64 vidyas. And Shishupala says, I am the witness that one vidya cannot be mastered even in one life. If that is the case for me, how can he can be given 64 degrees and that within 64 days? So these are all bribing and some sort of charming. Like that he used to, they used to scold him. Shishupala was unique because he used to scold him directly. Others used to also used to scold Bhagavan indirectly. So, some consider him as their enemy, Satrajit, Duryodhana and others. But there are very few people who understood the Lord in reality and loved the Lord. Devasyama yaya srishta yechan yad asadashitaha brahmyate dhinatad vakyaihi Atman Yuptatmano Harau. Those devotees whose minds are absorbed in Hari, the Supreme Spirit, are never confused by the words and attitudes of these disbelievers or enemies of Krishna, because all these people who are enemies or who had jealous about Krishna were under the influence of Devasya Mayaya Sprishta, influence of the Maya Shakti. So therefore they look upon him as their enemy and other with other relationships. See, here you see Uddhava was so grand, even though he was criticizing, he did not find fault with these people. He says they should not be blamed, Maya Shakti has to be blamed. That is the grandness of every jnani. So as far as Bhagavan is concerned, he reciprocated everyone according to their own intention. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham, whatever the intention of the devotee, so he accordingly reciprocated. When his parents considered him as child, so he behaved as child. Towards his friends, he was a close friend. In Bala Leela, one incident comes. All the cowherd boys are playing. The play was, Krishna has to bow down like this, and others should jump over it. Okay, that is the play. So as even they were jumping like this, all the devatas above they saw, what is these fellows? Instead of bowing down to the Lord, they are jumping over him, putting the legs and other thing. So then another devata told, hey, let us also try this one time for us. All the time we are requesting, surrendering to the Lord, surrendering. God, every time problem comes, they will go and surrender. So this is the one chance for us. We also will, jump. So Yama and Agni and Varuna Devata, all have come in taking the form of small children. So as even Yama Dharmaraja comes, children, they don't have which child is what. So they don't have that. Hey, you also jump like that. They are trying to push all these devatas, children. Devatas who are in children. So one, this cowherd boy touched the fire. Hey! so hot! Hey! He is asking that fire devata who is in the form of Agni devata who is in the form of child. Hey, why you are so hot? Any fever is there like that? These are all there in Bhagavatam, 10th chapter, it is fun. Then again, so fire devata goes, Agni devata goes in front of the Krishna and started praying, oh Lord, like that. Then these cowherd boys, hey, this is not the time for prayer. Jump on him like that. Then they like that, Yamadharma, how to jump on Bhagavan? These cowherd boys don't know that he is Bhagavan. Therefore only they could freely relate with him. Even they could share the Uchishta. They could share the Uchishta in Vanabhojana. The story goes like this. all have brought food from their house and they all started giving little, 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 little. And curd rice was very favorite of Krishna. So for curd rice, pickle is necessary. From one boy's house, pickle was given. So that boy has already made uchishta, this pickle. When Krishna asks for pickle, the boy shows that pickle. Hey, this is the take like this. It's a part of piece of mango. Then another boy says, hey, you have made uchishta. This side you have bitten, so you have made. Then that boy says, this side only uchishta. That side is not uchishta. Uchishta means, you know, that it eaten by somebody. In our Hindu culture, generally, we don't take it. So it should not be given to Krishna like that. Then that boy, cowherd boy says, okay, okay, I will remove my uchishta like that. Like that he was blowing his air from his mouth like that. So Bhagavan related with everyone according to their intention, their attitudes. So towards his friends he was the closest friend, towards his wives he was loving husband, towards his parents he was loving son. And here Uddhava says, I am puzzled to understand how the unborn has taken birth in a person. I am puzzled to understand how the embodiment of security and courage could hide himself in Vrindavan out of fear of Kamsa. How the most powerful one could run away being afraid of Kala Yavana. There was a Kala Yavana. So Krishna was running away because of him. So how the master of all creation behaved like a servant of Ugrasena to Pandavas. These are all very contradiction. For a person who knows the glory of the Lord, these are all very, very contradiction. One incident, one behavior, particular behavior of Krishna was paining Uddhava. So he says, Dunoti cheta smarato mamaidat yadaha padavi bhantya pitroho Tatamba kamsa durushankitanam prasidatam no akritan nishkritinam. He says, I feel extremely sorry whenever I saw Bhagavan Krishna asking for pardon from his parents, Devaki and Vasudeva. So, now and then he used to go to parent and say this, like this it seems. Oh, my dear parent, I could not save you. After my birth, immediately I could not save you. I could not come and serve you. And I allowed to be in jail for the next 11 years because I was very, very afraid of Kamsa, you know. Like that, he used to go and ask pardon, it seems. So, who has to ask pardon? Whom? This was paining the devotees like Uddhava. But as far as Bhagavan is concerned, ye yathamam prapadyante, as the intention of the devotee, so my reciprocation. Even towards Rakshasas and Asuras, he was embodiment of love and compassion. In the battlefield, so even the wicked men who considered the Lord as their enemy got Sadgati, because whenever Arjuna puts an arrow, he will say, Haraye Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha. What is that arrow? So, tell the Lord's name and send the, what you call, arrow. And here, Bhagavan Krishna also, if he sees all are there waiting for Sadgati, time is over, means what? Time is over. So, he will tell, hey, this side you turn, please. So, whichever side he saw, and that side is, to that day, vanquished. And in Mahabharata, one story comes. Yudhishthira goes to the head cook in the battlefield. Even though battle was there, food was given to all the people. And you know that after Sandhya, evening Sandhya, after sunset, nobody could fight and they have to go for prayer. What a society! Fighting time you go for prayer. Imagine a society, it is in war. And it says, we will stop our war and go for prayer. Then again next day, and we can be friendly also up to the sunrise. From sunset to sunrise, he can go anywhere, to any tent, opposite tent also, and spend your time in friendships and prayers. So, daily, night hours, food will be given. very sumptuous food will be given. Yudhishthira was wondering, the food was neither shortage nor it is cooked more. How this cook knows that how much people will live to eat this food? At the evening time, how many people will live to eat this food? So correctly it is cooked. And Yudhishthira asked, hey, what is the secret? Then the head cook told, morning before going for my work, I will go to Krishna and ask him, for how many people I should cook? For how many people I should cook? So Krishna will tell one number, 1 or 2% extra I will keep and I will cook. That means what? Bhagavan has decided today this fellow's departure day, tomorrow that fellow's departure day, like that. Even the wicked people who never did any tapasya to get sadgati, got sadgati because of intervention of Bhagavan, either directly or indirectly. And he was the embodiment of compassion. Patra patra vicharam na kurute na swam na param vikshate. He did not bother about that they are all my own people, they are all my enemies, like that. He never had any partiality towards anyone. In his vision, Gopikas and the hunchback girl are same. Hunchback girl, one girl was there. When Bhagavan went to Mathura, there was a girl, hunchback girl. So she was carrying chandana for Kamsa. So Krishna wanted to have that. He addressed that girl, hey Sundaravati, a beautiful one. She got irritated. Everybody calls me as hunchback, an ugly woman, and you are criticizing me indirectly, calling me like that. She got irritated, and when she complained, Krishna told, yes, you are a beautiful one. Because I don't see your form, I see something behind the form. If you want your form also to be made beautiful, I will make that also made beautiful. Like that, he won magic there also he did. So that body became very beautiful, and she invited Krishna. She got infatuation towards Krishna. She invited Krishna to her house as an atithi. Shukacharya Bhagavatam says, Krishna went to that lady's house and stayed. So in the vision of Bhagavan, Gopikas and the hunchback girl are same. Bhagavan saw their inner love, not the external form. And here Uddhava remembers one more miraculous thing. He says, Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighamsaya payayadapyasadvi lebhe gatim dhatra yuchitam tatonyam kamvadayalum sharanam vrajema kamvadayalum sharanam vrajema kamvadayalum sharanam vrajema. In whom else can we take refuge other than this entity called Bhagavan Krishna? In this shloka, our Uddhava remembers one miracle. When Bhagavan wanted to give up his body, he was prostrating to all the mothers. So as he was prostrating, suddenly Putana comes there. Bhagavan prostrating to Putana also. Then Uddhava saw that, what is this? You are prostrating to Putana. So Bhagavan says, she is my mother. Putana, you know, who gave poison, who gave her breast with poison to Krishna. So Uddhava asks, how can you give the status given to Devaki and Yashoda? How can you give that status to Putana also? Bhagavan says, she is my mother. Whatever it may be, I took her breast. So therefore, I consider him. No, she gave poison. Bhagavan said, she knew that I could digest that poison. That is why with all love and affection she gave. That was the attitude of Bhagavan. So that attitude, our Uddhavji remembers and he says, Kamva Dayalam Sharanam Raja. If a person who gave poison to Bhagavan can get the status of being mother to Bhagavan, what to talk about the people who have worshipped him with milk and butter? So imagine the compassion of the Lord, who honored Putana also as his mother. And our Shastra says, any person who has not understood this Ahedaka Daya Sindhu, any person, any individual who has not understood the Lord's love is a most unfortunate person. Because we try to find out one entity in our life, a loving entity, correct? Whole life is a search of this one loving entity, infallible entity, one who can love me at any cost, in spite of all my defects, if anybody can love me or not. That is the whole search of human life. Initially, the child thinks that mother loves me. At the same time, the child understands mother, though loves me, cannot be a protector. I cannot be safe in her hands. After some time, because when the child sees, mother is afraid of cockroach. So, mother cannot handle cockroach. So, naturally, infallibility goes away. Mother also fallible. See, loving means protection, you know. Entire life we are searching for one entity in whose presence we can relax, we can be secured, we can be happy, peaceful. And initially for child, mother's hands are the place of security. But slowly when child grows, the child understands mother cannot be the place of security. Even though she may have that love, but she cannot protect me, she is not eligible to protect me all over my life. Because child sees mother is afraid of cockroach. So father has to come to handle this cockroach. Correct. So father is now said held as the security. Then as even he finds, the child finds, father also is fallible. Again we are search of one infallible entity. Infallible entity means what? An entity which can love you, an entity which can never reject you. Who is that entity? Shastra says, if you don't understand that Bhagavan as the entity which can never reject you, Ihached Avedit Atha Satyamasti Nachediha Vedit Mahati Vinashti. If you don't know that entity, if you are not able to love that entity, relate with that entity, and if you consider that entity as separate from you, then the creation also is separate from you. If Bhagavan is there with us, means entire creation is with us. Because we have seen in the previous chapter, Bhagavan is equal to creation. Creation is equal to Bhagavan. When you understand that Bhagavan's infallible presence in the form of the essence of the creation, then we are at safe. So, if you don't understand His infallible presence, if you don't understand His unconditional love, then Shastra says, Brahmatam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha brahmam veda, kshatram tam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha kshatram veda, lokam tam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha lokan veda, sarvam tam paradad yo anyatra atmanaha sarvam veda. Paradad means it will reject you, humiliate you, desert you. You take the Lord with you, everything is with you. You give up the Lord from you in your understanding. How can you give up the Lord? How can you give up the space, you tell? Can you give up the space? Similarly, you cannot give up the Lord. But still you think that Lord is not with you. You think that Lord is not with you. So the very ignorance, very attitude makes you to be different from the Lord. So according to the attitude, you get the result of your life, actions and life. So how can you avoid the loving entity? How can you avoid the Lord? That is a question, that is a exclamatory question from the Shastra. How can you avoid yourself? How can you avoid Lord means what? How can you avoid yourself? Idam Brahma, Idam Kshatram, Ime Loka, Imani Bhutani, Idagum Sarvam Yadayam Atma. Anything you touch, you come across in your life is Bhagavan. How can you avoid it? How can you avoid space with it? How can you be afraid of space? Now you understand the grandness of this Sanatana Dharma, which portrays the Bhagavan as a source of security. You compare the other religious ideas, which protects the Bhagavan as the source of judgment. There also Bhagavan is told and Bhagavan is glorified. But there, who is that Bhagavan? Is a judgment wala. So imagine. Bhagavan must be a source of security. He cannot be angry. సో ఇదం బ్రహ్మ ఇదం క్షత్రం ఇమే లోకా ఇమే దేవాః ఇమాని భూతాని ఇదగం సర్వం ఇదయం ఆత్మ హౌ కెన్ యూ అవాయిడ్ దట్ లవింగ్ ఎంటిటీ హూ హ్యాపెన్ టు బి యువర్ ఓన్ రియల్ నేచర్ ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రై టు రిజెక్ట్ హిమ్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే దట్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ వాట్ యూ కాల్ లవింగ్ యాటిట్యూడ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్ టు కనెక్ట్ విత్ ది రిలేట్ విత్ ది లార్డ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్ టు ప్రే టు ది లార్డ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టైమ్ టు know about the Lord, Shastra says, you are the loser. You are the greatest loser. In Valmiki Ramayana, Valmiki ji says, Yascha Ramam na pashyetu, yamcha Ramo na pashyati, Nindita bhave loke, Swatma pyenam vigarhate. One who has not seen Rama, one who is not seen by Rama, any one thing should have happened. Either you should have seen the Lord or Bhagavan should have seen you. If both doesn't happen, nindita sabhave loke swatma pyenam vigarhate, he will be an object of criticism, he will be an object of rejection. Entire society will reject him. Not only that, swatma pyenam vigarhate, his own mind will reject him. You will tell what you did, deathbed, people cry, na? Why they cry? Why they cry? Ayo, this time also I have wasted. Because Shastra says, what is the body is going to be given to this jiva is shown to that jiva. So when the jiva sees it is donkey body, oh devare, next janma it should be, it is already shown to the jiva. So when the jiva sees that, the donkey's body, and washerman is about to beat, like that entire story is going to, entire trailer goes, trailer of the donkey, like that. So it shudders. That time mind says, swatma api enam, enam swatma api, one's own inner mind, vigarhate. I think I have told you that joke. In Uttarakashi, or Uttarakhand places, they will not play drums after the death. I told Ram Naam Satyahe. Ram Naam Satyahe should be understood. How can you hope to live happily in this world if you reject that entity which loves you always? How can you hope to live in this world happily if you reject that entity which loves you unconditionally? How can you be happy and safe in the presence of people who want safety and happiness from you? They are having begging bowl and they ask, do you love me, do you love me? And if you say, I love you, that person asks, why you love me? The boy says to girl, I love you, my dear. The girl asks, why? The boy has to find out one reason. Your nose is nice, your eyes are nice. Why me only? And the girl asks, what to do, that is my fate. Something he has to, because there is no answer why you love me. There is no answer. If a person asks why you love me, what is the answer you please tell? If somebody asks you why you love me, what is the answer you can give? No answer you can give. You have to find out answers. All are shallow answers. That doesn't stand the logic. Shastra has that answer. Navare patyuk kamaya patipriyam bhavati atmanastha kamaya patipriyam bhavati. You find, the actual answer is what? I find you as the source of my joy, happiness and security. Therefore, I pretend as though I am loving you. Nobody loves anyone, only Bhagavan loves everyone. So Shastra asks, how can an individual live and relate with another individual once this connecting cord is not understood? What is that connecting cord? Between every relationship in human life is what? The connecting cord is Bhagavan. If the connecting cord is absent, if the medium is absent in that body becomes dead body. Husband becomes husband because of manifestation of the Lord in that body, husband becomes husband. Otherwise, where is the question of husband? Husband body can never be an husband. Wife's body can never be the wife. That's what Shastra says. Atmavare drashtavyaha. You don't have any option. You have an option with regard to your cloth, color, with regard to your hairstyle, with regard to your dadi, but with regard to your loving, there is no option. Atmavare drashtavyaha. Tavya pratyaya, it's a order. Tadartam shotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha. Therefore, how can you hope to live happily in this world if you reject him in your life? See, here this Valmiki ji says, yascha ramam na pasyetu, yancha ramo na pasyeti. One who has not seen Lord, that we know, we have not seen Lord. Judgment is there. Valmiki says, one who is not seen by the Lord, how to know whether Bhagavan has seen me or not? How to know? How to know whether Bhagavan has seen me or not? See, I have not seen Lord, that I know. According to my understanding, present understanding, every individual says, every ignorant person says, I know that I have not seen God. That's why I am trying to see God. I am doing tapasya, I am studying scripture. These are all what? Based on one idea that I have not seen God. But how to know whether God has seen me or not? What is the meaning of that statement? One Acharya beautifully writes, if you got satsanga, God has seen you. God has seen you means what? Whether you got Bhagavan's blessing or not. What is the sign? If you got satsanga, if you got shastra sangha, if you got all these ideas, if you got someone who can say all these ideas and turn your mind towards the Lord, Bhagavan has seen you. So, humanity can never hope to live happily in this world if it rejects the only loving entity. All the other loves are reflection of that love. The reflection, the ananda, the love which you enjoy from the Lord, just a reflection comes through the all human transactions. So in and through all human transactions, not that human transactions are despicable or rejectable. We have to understand, in and through all the human transactions, we are transacting with only one entity. In and through all the transactions between mobile to mobile, with whom you are transacting always, please tell. Modern language, you transact by your mobile to another mobile. Shastra says, in and through all the transactions with other mobiles, you constantly you are transacting with one entity, which is that entity, server. Correct? Server, he serves you. He provides connection. So once the server is gone, however much costly your mobile phone, it is useless. Correct? The server gone means what? This prana has gone means what? Server gone, connection cut off. No service provided. You don't get that message in your mobile. Other fellow gets my message, no service provided. So get connected consciously. You are connected always. But know this, remember this, remind yourself repeatedly in your daily, day-to-day transactions. So humanity can never enjoy this world once it fails to recognize the beauty of the Lord. Because He is the beauty. He who expresses all the beauties in the world. We want to enjoy the reflected beauty and we say we don't want the original form. Imagine you have a mirror and you are seeing a beautiful face and you are carried away by that beautiful face and you say, I don't bother about the original face and I kick off the original fellow who is standing with that beautiful face. Can this what you call reflected beauty exist? If the original beauty is not there, can this reflected beauty exist? No. So therefore, you cannot enjoy this world's beauty if you don't know how to enjoy the beauty of the Lord. Once you fail to recognize the Lord's leela, Lord's character, Lord's life, then entire life becomes a boring one. Really, it is a very, very boring one. Telling like this, Uddhava indirectly says, such a beautiful entity took back its beauty. Yan martya leela upayikam swayoga mayabalam darshayata grihitam vismapanam yasya cha saubhagardhaihi parampadam bhushana bhushanankam. That body which he assumed through his maya shakti for his manushya leela was an astonishing one. It represented the grandeur of his real beauty. His beauty surpassed all the beauties in the world, which are nothing but mere reflection of his original beauty. So, no decoration can be equated to that beauty. All the gopikas used to decorate themselves in order to attract Krishna. In order to get Krishna's attention, they used to come with varieties of decoration, small girls. So when they stand in front of him, they find ashamed because without any decoration, Krishna was so beautiful. So Krishna had to say, no, you are really beautiful, you are really beautiful. Then me, you are really beautiful like that. So no decoration, yes, parampadam bhushanam bhushanankam. Nothing equals his beauty. Revealing till now that charming form, that beautiful form, even to those who are not qualified with much devotion and austerity, Bhagavan has finally withdrawn that beautiful form like that. Uddhava says to Vidura, as even Vidura hears that Bhagavan has withdrawn that beautiful form, so he fell into unconscious state. Then he again, after regaining, he wanted to know what happened on that final day of Krishna. Those details you will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Drunam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.